everyone, welcome to the Total Nerd List podcast, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Reggie.
And this week, we're talking about something that everyone wants, but there are also some really lame versions, so not everyone really wants them. We're talking superpowers that nobody wants.
Superpowers that nobody wants. And this one was interesting because it gave me free reign to be creative, but also there were some good ones that I found just looking it up that I don't know. What were they thinking?
I struggled a little bit with it. Three of them were easy to come up with, and two of them I was like, I don't know, because I took it a little bit different interpretation, mm-hmm. I guess. But once I took any kind of restrictions off of myself, I came up with two more really pretty easy.
Now, this wasn't inspired by the fact that there's a movie coming out where a guy is named Polka Dot Man, is it?
No.
No, but I am very excited about Suicide Squad. Yes. I'm not going to lie. Next week from tomorrow, it'll be on HBO.
What is Polka Dot Man's power?
He can send out polka dots, which are they like... I always assumed that they were like the things in Roger Rabbit, the holes that you mm-hmm. could, you know what I mean? The Acme, make a hole in the ground.
I'm not sure they're like that. I don't know a lot about Polka Dot Man, to be honest. I'm a little more familiar with Kite Man, who is another Batman villain that a lot of people laugh at, or Condiment Man. Same thing.
Kite Man is a major character in the Harley Quinn show.
Is he?
He is great.
Well, he played a major role in Dark Metal Knights as well. Like, not throughout the entirety, but in the end.
Is his power to be a kite, or does he just have,
He literally just has, like, a suit that, like, is a kite.
A squirrel suit.
Like, glide. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Mm-hmm. Him and Poison Ivy have a storyline, that's what I'll say. It's really good, you guys should watch it. Polka Dot Man's can turn the polka dots covering his costume into a variety of devices. That's what Wiki tells me with a quick... Can turn the polka dot covering his costume into a variety of...
Not to hate on the human twister board, but...
Oh, each dot has a different one. So there's flying buzzsaw dot, flying saucer dot, sun dot, bubble dot, fist dot, hole dot. Ah, hole dot. The Acme hole thing.
One of them is
boom!
Like that.
Boom!
I do like the actor they got to play him. He was in one of the Christopher Nolan Batmans, I think. He was like a henchman.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do know who you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, it makes sense now that he's in the Suicide Squad, because I couldn't really place it out. I was like, oh, he's going to be cannon fodder. They're going to kill him. And they still might really early, because there's 50 million people in it.
Yeah, there's like 100 Suicide Squad members this time.
Is it? So it's like the Expendables now, basically?
Well, I have a feeling that the team is going to get cut down to a very small knit team
led by Harley Quinn and John Cena.
Is Deadpool
that's Marvel. Grounded. Watch in a corner.
I'm sorry. Watch Deadpool just jump into it though and be like, hey guys.
Well, Deadpool, so there's a whole really interesting thing about Deadpool that I read, is that there is a Infinity Stone that's mm-hmm. called the Continuity Stone.
Mm-hmm. This is why I thought Deadpool was involved in this, because I heard you explain this before.
About the Continuity Stone. Yeah. So Deadpool is like one of the only characters that actually breaks the fourth wall. He's a mm-hmm. character in a comic book that knows he's a character in a comic book and will converse with the writer and the audience and stuff like that. So the Continuity Stone basically would allow him to jump into any kind of continuity that he wants, which would make it possible
for him to jump
into DC and then join the Suicide Squad. That was my point I was trying to get to.
Well, before we get into all of that delicious stuff, what are you guys nerding out on this week?
Well, my wife and I, Allison, have been rewatching Sopranos.
Oh.
Using our HBO subscription, and her birthday party this year is going to be Sopranos themed.
Did she decide fully on it?
No, it's going to be Sopranos themed.
Because she was going back and forth between 90s theme and Sopranos theme.
No, it's Sopranos. Yes.
I'm going to wear a velour track jumpsuit.
Velour track jumpsuit. Some starter, maybe.
Maybe a velour covered sneaker, if I can find them. If I can't find them, I'll make them. I will make them for this party.
I have noticed that if you want to wear a short sleeve shirt in the Sopranos universe, it has to literally perfectly come down to the crook of the elbow. So wear a Hawaiian shirt that comes down to your elbows. If you, if you come to my party, that's a look that's acceptable. But you know, love that show. It's one of those shows that hurts to watch because they get you up in your feelings. We watched Dr. Death. Have y'all heard of that?
Yes. The guy who pretended to be a surgeon,
Chris,
right?
Dunch. And he was kind of... No, he didn't pretend to be a surgeon. He literally, like, it's literally a story about, like, the breakdowns in how people are, like, hired and fired in the medical industry and how often, like, people with bad records literally just get good recommendations because they don't... The hospital just wants to be rid of them and doesn't want to get sued by them. And so he basically had some terrible spinal surgery outcomes and was flying under the radar. And I mean, not flying under the radar. People were like, hey, this guy's killing people and he's still doing surgery for some reason. But it was egregious. Some of the things he did, and it was painful to watch, but also just like there were people who knew him who were like, you know, he had this idea about like researching that he was like great at and he should have stuck to. And for some reason he just like stuck to spinal surgery and convinced it was rough.
Mm-hmm,
It's a rough story. There was a whole podcast that I had listened to about it before, called Dr. Death that does a deep dive on it. Highly recommended. And then they made a show on, Peacock, about it, and it has the guy from Shudder. Have y'all seen that horror movie?
Yeah, Joshua Jackson.
Yes, mm-hmm. he's really good at playing crappy
Casey
people.
Casey from Dawson's Creek. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
And then also, what was that Fox show he did? Fringe.
Fringe was a thing.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was okay.
It was a thing. It happened. It exists.
Also, don't forget, Alec Baldwin is in that too. In your Dr. Death show.
Oh yeah, and Christian Slater. Christian Slater is like my favorite character in that show.
Nice.
So definitely check it out. And then I watched Bo Burnham's Inside. Have y'all heard of that?
I have heard of it because of you, bud.
It's, Bo Burnham was a comedian, and he recorded a special basically during quarantine or during the whole pandemic, inside a room, basically. And a lot of his songs are just very, very real and brought up very real emotions and things that I felt. And it was actually very validating watching it after the last year and some of the mental struggles I've had with the isolation and the pandemic. Watch it when you're in a good headspace, but it beautiful music too at the same time.
Lovely bit of string.
And the part that got me the most is he said that he like had stopped performing on stage because he was having panic attacks. And literally had gotten into the headspace to perform in January of 2020. So it was like literally he was like, I'm back, I'm gonna do this thing, and then everything just got turned upside down. And I felt that on a very, very, very visceral level, because like literally right before the pandemic started, I had like gotten into a good groove of how things had been, like, you know, I'd gotten to a groove in my life where I was like, I figured this out, this is going well. And it was just like rip the tablecloth out, and all the dishes went with it.
But
so
some
yeah,
good things also happened. No, we didn't actually meet until the pandemic.
Some good things also happened.
I knew you before, but
well, we knew each other, but Tom and I didn't actually know each other until I started working, and I didn't start working with him until.
But just seeing his struggles in that, and then he kind of revealed that at the end that's like what his emotions were going into it, is like he had gotten his, like I had gone off some medications at that time, and yeah, so sorry to get a little deep there, but yeah, Inside is definitely a highly recommended anything by Bo Burnham. Recently by Bo Burnham, he acknowledges in that special that a lot of his old stuff was just extremely offensive stuff that people let him get away with. But Yeah, that's it. That's been my week.
Nice. Week. What about you, Reggie?
Well, I am about to finish God of War.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point where the dude tells you to go and do all the stuff you want to do before you continue. Because yes. There's no turning back. And I've been playing Pokemon Unite.
Uh-huh.
Which...
Oh my goodness.
Thomas, you got that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And
Shane,
it's...
have you downloaded it yet?
I have not.
It's free. Just download
it. Is it free?
It's free
yes.
game.
I don't it's a free game. Free. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've said it's free multiple times.
I don't remember that.
But, so basically...
You probably said it in the other conversation, the one without me.
Yeah, the one that's just me and Tom.
Yes.
The one we talk crap about all your suggestions for the uh-huh. podcast.
You're like, oh my God, can you believe he said that?
When are we going to replace him with AI?
When haven't we already? This is actually, this is the introduction of our hologram, Shane.
I'm outrageous. No.
Okay.
See, I'm still the same.
But anyway, Pokemon Unite, it's like teams capture the flag, like Tom
described.
It's like
capture the flag / battle royale.
Yeah, it's a Pokemon version of Arena of Valor or any of those types of Smite.
Okay, I need this. Yeah. I thought it was just like a new Pokemon game, and I'm like, I don't know if I want one.
It's like player versus player combat, and when you win, you get energy, and you dunk the energy into some rings for your side, basically.
I think it's like five people, like a standard game mm-hmm. is like 5v5, or maybe it's 7v7, I don't know. But then they also, once you level up enough, you'll open quick matches, and the quick matches are 4-on-4 or 3-on-3,
mm-hmm.
which you can play... with your friends, so we literally could do just the three of us playing 3-on-3 against somebody else.
Yes.
They have a cool roster,
mm-hmm.
and clearly there's plans to add more. Gardevoir showed up last night, just randomly. I was looking through the characters like, wait a minute, she wasn't there yesterday.
So you play as Pokemon?
Yeah, you're Pokemon. And if you have a Pokemon that evolves, you start as the first level, mm-hmm. and then as you get points, you evolve. So, like, because I have Gengar unlocked.
Uh-huh.
So you start as a Ghastly, and then you turn into a Haunter, and then you turn into a Gengar as you're leveling okay. up, as you're playing the game. And you have your attacks, and each Pokemon has pluses and minuses.
Mm-hmm.
Some move super fast, some are slow, some are tanks, some are quick, mm-hmm. you know, get out. Do quick damage, and then get out.
Yes.
I'm really excited to see where they're going to go. I'm really excited for the inevitable Eevee thing that they do when they introduce all of the evolutions
oh,
and
goodness,
stuff like that.
Because yes.
I, as everyone knows, I love Espeon.
Uh-huh.
And I want them to put Celebi in there for no other reason than I love Celebi.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been that. And then Thomas and I have been talking about getting a tattoo for my birthday.
Yes.
Not like matching ones or anything like that, but maybe the same theme, maybe like nautical. So I've been obsessing. Because
we're basic.
We're not basic.
We're going to get some like anchors that say live, laugh, love, or like a
mom,
a bottle, a glass of wine with like some waves.
Shoe. Yeah.
Some waves going up to it that says
flip flops in the sand.
Something about being inspired.
All who come will be fed, you know, something like that. But no, so I've been obsessing about tattoos. I've been looking at tattoos. I really want a couple tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna get some work done soon.
You should do it.
I want a Pokemon tattoo. I want a couple Pokemon tattoos.
Couple tattoos.
I want several Pokemon tattoos. The problem is that I can't decide which. Like, I definitely want an Espeon and a Celebi tattoo. But then I'm also like, oh, Togepi's also super cute. Oh, Cherubi's also super cute. You know, I should get my battle team tattooed on me.
He's gonna have a sleeve.
Maybe I should get my lips done too while I'm at it. Like, you know, also, I've been playing God of War, so now I want a Nordic Viking tattoo. And
ooh, you've been showing me that at work.
And now I just want tattoos.
Mm-hmm. So if you're a tattoo.
So if you're hearing this and want to contribute to the Reggie Tattoo Fund, I'll also promise to never say tattoo again if you donate to it.
Throw us some money and Reggie will get a unibrow tattooed.
I will not get a unibrow tattooed. I have a unibrow that I pluck very regularly. For those who don't,
most people do.
Those who don't know me actually should know I have a unibrow, but I pluck my eyebrows regularly.
Your eyebrows look very nice.
They're all fleek. Because from what I understand, the kids don't say that anymore, but when they did say it, it specifically referred to eyebrows. Fleek, right?
Eyebrows. Oh, yeah, I haven't heard on Fleek in a while.
How about their shway?
What?
Oh, you guys don't watch the Arrowverse.
Oh, no, we don't. But that anyway, that's my week. Nothing exciting.
What about your week, Shane?
Yeah, Shane.
So, a couple of things happened during my week that were really fun and exciting. I finally finished my July book, and that's the one I have a love-hate relationship with. And I'm very glad to be done with it. It ended well. Like all the others before it, I trudged through it, but I overall enjoy the story of that series. But I'm glad to be done, and I can finally move on and get it off my bookshelf.
So you finished the full-on storyline?
Yes.
No more coming out or anything?
Yeah, there should be no more. Like, the series is the 5 books. The authors talk about maybe writing more.
5 books?
Okay, my series is, like, 15. So
15 books? No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, Homer.
You're right.
It's got the Odyssey, the Iliad. Those are the only two I know.
Yeah, that's it. If there's more, I don't know.
Homer. No, that's not one called. That's not the name of one.
But it's done. I'm happy to be done with it, but I do overall like the story. I guess I'm kind of glad I read it, because once I start something, I have to finish. Speaking of that, I'm also finishing season 2 of Batwoman. That was the most recent season. I ended up recording a lot of it. It gets good in the end, but it still suffers from its pacing problem that it's kind of always suffered from. And I'm excited to see how it ends, because we might end with 2 Batwomans, which have existed in DC before.
Maybe that'll pick up the pace.
Kane. Yeah. What's her name?
Kate Kane. And we have a Ryan Wilder now, who I think may be new for the show.
Okay.
Because the actress that played Ruby Rose, who played Kate Kane in the first season, left the series. And so Ryan Wilder was brought in with the actress name who I can't think of. And she's done really great. I like her a lot. And now they have since recast Kate Kane. And
did she have plastic surgery so nobody recognizes her?
Yeah, she was burned really bad, and then the black mask got a hold of her.
Oh, wait, like, for real?
Uh-huh. It was a plane crash. It's a soap opera. Of course that's what they would do.
I should be a writer. That's what I should be.
And so now Kate Kane is, they're trying to make her remember she's Kate Kane because the black mask has her working for him.
Sionis?
Yeah.
Wallace Day is now Kate Kane?
Yes. I think so. That sounds correct. That's the one that everyone kind of wanted in the beginning, but then they chose Ruby Rose, and now we have Wallace Day.
I was really excited that when I saw that she was cast as Catwoman, as Batwoman. I really liked that actress. Mm-hmm. I was really sad to see that she had left and kind of threw him in a bind. It kind of seemed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad they were able to figure it out, and you've been enjoying it, right?
I have, yes. Like I said, I mean, it's an Arrowverse show, so sometimes Arrowverse shows, with the exception of my beloved Legends, suffer from pacing problems. And that's also because, you know, they're trying to fill 23 episodes a season, and about every 2 weeks, they have a 4-week break for no reason. CW.
So you say Arrowverse, so does that mean other characters will show up in the shows?
Yes. Because Batwoman, at least when she was Ruby Rose, was in the big crossover event last year, Crisis on Infinite Earths. And but for that, she had crossed over, I think, was it there one more? Yeah, she crossed over in the previous one.
Okay.
And we've seen John Diggle come to her, and we're still all waiting for what we hopefully wish we'll get, but we probably never will because the show is ending, but The World's Finest with Supergirl and Batwoman.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to get it, though. Supergirl's going off the air, but her show took a 3-month hiatus because that's what they do.
Well, they need the break.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to do.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's so hard to show consecutively like they did with Power Rangers back in the day. And their seasons were like 65 episodes.
Buffy was 24 episodes. Mm-hmm. And they always did like several episodes until the halfway point and then took 2 or 3 weeks off at the halfway point and then came back with the rest of the season. Back in my day, things cost less too.
24 was 24 episodes.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah, you didn't like that show?
No, I didn't like it either. I couldn't get into it.
Too much torture?
My mom got it for maybe my brother for Christmas one year. And my brother, or maybe she got it for me for Christmas one year, and my brother got a Puddle of Mud sound CD, and we traded presents when she wasn't looking. Aww. So I gave him the 24 season, and took the pillow. So I can't say I don't like 24. I just never watched it.
I think I tried. I saw bits and pieces of it. It just never pulled me in. Honestly, the premise didn't pull me in. I can't with those political shows.
Beep, beep, boop, boop. I can't do the sound, but you know what I'm doing. The sound of the countdown with the timer.
You gotta look at it as a soap opera.
Because wasn't every episode 1 hour of the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was filmed in real... It was a real-time story. So, like, everything was happening over an hour. I love 24, even though it was from a... showed some dubious things. No, I can't get into international law right now, so we'll just move on.
Yes, yes. Moving on. I have recorded the Goosebump 16 book reveal video. I am still working on editing it. The reason why it did not come out this week is because I went on vacation last week, and for some reason I thought I'd have it done by then. Oh, I didn't.
Shane went to a nude beach.
No.
And they played touch football.
Shane
and Limbo. He sent us videos of him playing Limbo. It was, you can find it on our OnlyFans.
Shane was a man about town in Charleston.
Did you see any hotties with the body?
Maybe.
Oh.
Actually, it was me. I looked in a mirror.
Yeah.
Snap.
But you had a good vacation though, right?
I did. It was great. And I got some great inspiration for the series that I write that I call Willow Hollow, that is set in the South, that is set on what used to be a plantation, and it also has a neighboring swamp. And so I visited an actual plantation that also had a swamp, which was my first time at both. And so I got a ton of inspiration. I really just enjoyed the trip overall. And of course, I got a beach day, and it was great.
You only saw
got
some sunburned friends,
a little.
Right?
I did. I saw some friends, played some games, had lots of food.
Well, I also went to Charleston and had a blast, but that was at a different time. So I can only imagine how much fun you had.
Mm-hmm. It was really great and much needed. So book video should come out next Wednesday is my plan, because I've just got to finish editing, which...
Can we do like a goal, like get X amount of likes or X amount of views on the video, and then we'll do like a read aloud of a book or
something? That would be fun. I'm down for that.
I think we should do one for Halloween at least.
Let's do a Goosebumps book.
Whoa. Which Goosebumps book do you want us to read?
I have several now.
Is it number 14, Welcome to Horrorland? Because that's
what if you could do one like off the cuff, which one would it be? I can't answer
Welcome
this
to
question.
Horrorland. That's Welcome my favorite. Horrorland. That's my favorite Goosebumps book.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm down for whatever. It's not my favorite, but I don't mind.
But they love me enough to give me my way.
Yes. So look for that video next week, listeners. It will for sure be out this time because I sadly don't have vacation again.
I read Poe.
And finally, I think that's it. That was my week.
It was a good week. Mm-hmm. Vacation and, yeah, Batwoman.
Yes.
Did you have any of the other shows, though, or is Batwoman the only one that you're watching right now?
Batwoman was the one that I let go and let my DVR record because there was a conflict with Fear of the Walking Dead.
It was one or the other?
Mm-hmm. They both came on at 9. Well, and so did Bob's Burgers, but I can Hulu Bob's Burgers much easier than you can find an Arrowverse show these days. So I recorded Batwoman, watched Fear of the Walking Dead, and then caught up on Bob's Burgers much later.
Very nice. Do you ever use the CW app?
Mm-hmm.
I watch Charm off of that.
Everyone got them apps nowadays.
They do. Every channel has an app. But the reason why I like recording is because I can fast forward through commercials. And the CW app I really like is free, but you still get commercials. Same thing like in Hulu. So if I record some things, I can just fast forward through the commercials and be done.
I can't stand commercials. We always do the no
commercials
options for our streaming.
I don't mind them, honestly.
You fancy.
No, I am impatient.
Fancy.
No, I'm impatient.
I hope to be fancy enough to be impatient.
I hope to be in a few commercials one day, so I don't mind them. Because like one day people are going to be like watching my commercial and no one's going to fast forward it. Reggie.
Well, one thing I didn't mention is that we are actually in the final stages of our adoption. We're just literally waiting on the government to tell us that we have officially adopted this child.
Hurry up, government.
So... But what I was going to say is one day I can't wait to look at my children and be like, I know him.
Yes.
That's Shane. And they'll be like, okay, Papa, I'm sure you do.
But that's been my week, and now we'll get to the fun stuff that everyone's been waiting for, our lists. And I'll start with mine.
The lamest superpowers of powers.
Yes, the powers worst. No one wants.
The Brita of superpowers, if you will.
The Meg.
Don't give it away.
So, at the top of my list is sort of the reason why I suggested this as an episode, and it's thanks to my coworker, Jackie. Thank you. Because we were talking about my first thing on my list, which are ringing ears. And that's something I suffer from. And when we were talking about, like, to the extent that mine ring, which sometimes get really severe, we talked about how that was, like, my superpower. And I'm like, of course, if I ended up with one, it'd be something so lame as my ears ring. And that probably means something somewhere in the world, but I don't know yet.
But it's not tinnitus.
Well, I mean, it is, but you know, tinnitus is also something else.
But it's ringing, but your ears are ringing because of something, but you don't know what yet.
So, yeah, I say that because I watched this show on Netflix called The Order, and The Order is about a group of magic practitioners, and they have a rival, I guess, sort of sorority that are kind of werewolfish. And if they're werewolves, whenever the magic practitioners, I guess they're kind of witches, whenever they practice their magic, their ears ring. And so they can tell by the extent how bad the ringing is, if it's a big spell or not. And so ever since then, like, sometimes when my ears ring, I'm like, oh, ooh, magic. This one's a big one, guys.
Somebody's doing magic at
yes.
Chain.
If it were the X-Men universe, Dr. Xavier would be like, I've given you this reverse vibration headset that will keep your ears from ringing, but then channel it to the seismic energy of the Earth.
Yes. And they would look like AirPods.
You'd be all thrown like ninja stars.
So, yeah, my superpower is the top of my list, and that's ringing ears, because, let's be honest, it's useless.
Well, if we're gonna talk about our own superheroes, I can't hear much of anything, so...
Huh?
What?
what was that, Sonny?
Next up on my list, and hear me out, because I think a lot of people's gonna say this is cool, but wait till I finish, the ability to understand animals, but not converse back with them.
So, like, you can understand what they're thinking.
Or saying,
but you can't communicate with them.
Correct.
They can't understand you.
Correct.
How annoying.
Exactly. That's the thing. I was thinking, like, I love birds. Some of them sound really great. But every once in a while, there's, like, one really, really annoying bird. And then I just imagine, I'm like, imagine hearing that bird. And you know what it's saying, but it won't shut up.
So it's not a power you could turn off. You would hear all animals.
Exactly.
Talking
your
like
power
humans.
Is you can understand animals, but you literally understand them. You're not Dr. Doolittle. You can't talk back.
What if there was like...
Well, that's why you just go, back, birds!
But they're not going to understand you.
Just like start hissing at them like they're a cat.
They're going to understand like weird things being waved at them.
I mean, if you throw something, they'll understand that too, but...
But yeah, I mean, I can see that, but also just, like, not knowing what my dog was thinking when we got him and he was having all of his anxiety problems would have been so helpful. I don't care if I could have talked to him. I wish I could have had that power. He was so anxious.
Aw. Well, next on my list is one that you guys might also not find as lame as I do, but I find X-ray vision really lame because there has to be a draw point. Either you could see through everything and see like the bones of everything, or everyone's naked. It's one or the other.
I'm fine with the latter.
I'm not.
I'd be okay with seeing everybody naked all the time.
Everyone? Because
yeah.
It's not a power you can turn off.
I'm a prevert. What can I say?
No. I mean, when I hear x-ray vision, I think of being able to see what an x-ray looks like.
Like your
only.
Bones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like bones. Like, you just see bones. I understand, like, see-through, like, x-ray vision when they're like, ooh, I can see in those pockets. Which, I mean, I guess you could see, like, change in someone's.
But that's what I never understood x-ray. About it. It has to be one or the other.
Well, I guess, like, what I think of, when I hear the word x-ray vision, I think of Dean Cain, Superman, mm-hmm. in The Adventures of Lois and Clark, and, like, his x-ray vision, where he could see through the vault,
mm-hmm.
but not all the way through. You know what I mean? It's almost, x-ray vision is almost incorrect, you know, the ability to see through mm-hmm. whatever it is that you want to see through.
But I think more logistically, if there was x-ray vision, it's going to be one or the other.
Well, it wouldn't be lame if you could see everybody naked. It would probably be very highly inappropriate.
I think it would be lame.
But it would be lame if everything was, like, literally just looked like an x-ray. Mm-hmm. Like, you just saw the bones
exactly.
instead of seeing somebody. Was that what your vision looked like all the time? Or could you, like,
yeah,
turn it on and off?
I don't I don't think it's on and off. Like, if you have X-ray vision, I mean, even if you could, maybe it would be better. It's like, but at the same time,
situation, like, you're always gonna shoot beams out of your eyes if they're open.
Yes, okay. That's kind of, I guess, how I was thinking about it.
Till you get special glasses made.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you got a smart friend.
Psychic abilities.
Next up on my list was actually inspired by Ivan Ooze, but it's Ooze generation because the power to literally make slime, you're a snail.
Like a snail.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, you're a snail. That's a your power. Slug.
your hero. Well, let's be honest. If your ability was to generate ooze, you're going to become a villain.
Yes.
You're going to be so ticked off.
No one's going to want to be around you. No one's going to like you. And then because of that, you're going to like no one.
A club
and...
promoter? Throw some ooze parties?
No.
No.
No. No.
I mean, like, what kind of ooze are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, that stuff that you got in, like, the little tub from the toy store?
Like, he's talking about Ivan Ooze. That purple snot-looking stuff.
Yeah, like, you make ooze.
Like a snail.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it is. It's your pet. You have the power of a snail.
I know. He gave it all the children in that movie as gack. Basically. So I don't know. I feel some people's pulls.
But he did that because he's like a powerful being. If you're a human who can generate slime, no one's going to be brainwashed by touching you.
Yeah. I have a thing about drool and slime is one chromosome away from being drool. So
I never played with slime either. I never saw like what was so great about slime. Now I want to be slimed from Nickelodeon slime, but that's because it's like applesauce and vanilla pudding.
Is it really?
Yeah,
yeah. It's I sent you all the recipe the other day. And the other day, I mean, like 2 months ago.
Let's make it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it and then slime each other.
Yes. For see money. That type of slime, I'm fine with. But you know, I don't want to make slime. I don't want to be Slimer. I don't want the power of a snail.
Was that because of my Slimer post yesterday?
I mean, that is why I thought of it. And finally, the most useless thing I kind of took from the Wonder Twins. What's his name? Is it Jace?
A form of steam?
Yes. Shape-shifting into the most useless things is the lamest, dumbest power ever. And if anyone knows the Wonder Twins... The sister always turns into, like, a really cool animal, so she's kind of like Beast
or
Boy.
Real. It doesn't have
yes,
to be, like...
true.
Yeah.
And then her brother's, like, in shape of a bucket of water.
And his power specifically has to be some form of water.
Do we? Does it?
That's what it's limited to.
Oh, that's see, that's
why
so
it's always something like bucket of water.
He's just not
steam.
A sponge.
Yeah, it has to... I'm 90%
villain
sure.
Destroying tsunami.
Yeah, there you go.
See, but he never does specific. That. He's like, I want to be a puddle.
Because he wasn't specific enough.
He wants to cause a lawsuit.
His character is great in Teen Titans Go when
it
he's
is.
Hired to be
yes,
the receptionist.
That's what he's good for.
Because his power is so lame.
My brother, like, when we watched that episode, I'm pretty sure I was like, that is where he belongs. My brother thought I was so mean. I'm like, no, but really, that's where he belongs. He's useless.
Form of, I don't know, nail-soaking solution.
Uh-huh. He would do it. But, I mean, so yeah, if you're a shapeshifter, but you can only shapeshift into that, it's the lamest thing ever. I would rather just not be a shapeshifter at all.
Okay. No.
So that's my list. My honorable mention, I kind of put claws on there because when everyone thinks of claws, everyone's like, oh, you can rip through things, but cat claws can't rip through gates or steel. They just can't. And that would be the type of claws we get.
Cat claws. Like, would they be at least retractable or would they always be?
I mean, even if they were, you're still, you know... gonna scratch something.
I mean, but cat claws can break skin.
I would love some cat claws.
I don't know.
I already hiss at people in my daily life. Reggie knows about it.
I one time remembered seeing like a meme or a tweet or something, and it was like, you guys were mean to me and bullied me in high school because I liked anime. And it was like, no, we were mean to you because you hissed at people in the cafeteria and ran through the hallways like Naruto.
Still not a good reason to be
no,
mean.
No, it's still not a good
someone,
reason.
Reggie.
But it always makes me laugh when I
yes,
think about that.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I just feel like if I got the power of claws, it would be really lame. Like, they would just kind of exist and probably make my life harder.
Be good at back scratching.
Mm-hmm. But that's my list.
Very good list.
Yes. Tom, what about you?
Okay, so my list. Let's see. So this one, the ability to turn anything beige.
I don't understand.
I mean, it was we were supposed to do the worst superpowers, right? I mean, it'd be great for prank value because it's just like, hey, man, like your whole car is beige now. But
here's the Mona Lisa. Yeah. I made it beige. Great.
But since it's all the same color of beige, it would just be like a blank painting now.
Stupid.
But also just beige is, I don't know, for some reason beige is both a boring and funny color to me.
It is.
I don't know.
Guys, I spent 17 hours making this multicolored stained glass window. No, you didn't. It's beige.
But yeah, I feel like we can have worse superpowers without including beige in some form. Maybe the ability to turn the color beige would be even worse than that.
Ugh.
Match a members only jacket. But just in general, the Midas touch sounds like a terrible superpower.
It really is.
I mean, like, anything's gold, but it's like, oh no, my family's gold now.
Yeah, wasn't that what happened? He accidentally touched his daughter.
Yeah.
And she turned to gold.
The idea of like a Midas touch is terrifying to me. And I guess I should do honorable mention Rogue's power. I would not want Rogue's power.
To absorb.
I mean, just to like never have human contact again. I'm like a baby. I like skin to skin contact. I like to have my back scratched.
Tom, this is PG-13.
I'm just telling you, you know.
For people out there listening who might need to know these things.
Or hugs.
Hugs. I'm a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very hugger. I'm a toucher.
Yeah. So, yeah, just any of those like weird touch things that you would change things.
Yeah,
are terrifying to me. The power to become moist head to toe on demand seems like it'd be pretty awful and just no. I mean, I guess like if you're going down a slide, it would be fun.
Or if you were like being grabbed by a giant, you could become moist and slip out their hand.
I feel like sweat though isn't enough to just slip out of someone's hand.
No. Well, I mean, how moist are we talking? Are we talking like dripping water off of you? Also, when I hear the word moist, it has like a slimy connotation.
No, I'm thinking like a strong sweat.
Just sweat.
Just a strong really sweat strong on demand.
Like yeah. All over? Like even your upper lip?
Yeah, everywhere.
Did you guys sweat on your upper lip?
Yeah.
When you were in middle school?
Yep.
I hate crusty eyelids after sweating. Do you ever get those? I'm a runner, so I get like super dried out, but like
that's not a thing people get. You should go see a doctor.
It's like because of the electrolytes that go through your skin, mm-hmm, and they evaporate, and so your eyelids get crusty, and it feels terrible.
I also feel the need to apologize to America because you are saying that really trigger word that everyone hates.
Oh yeah, if you're a millennial, you probably hate the word moist. I hate the word moist.
I don't, but
that's actually Shane's top favorite word in the world. He writes it on his mirror every day.
Yes.
My next one would be change color with your emotions.
That's Rainbow Girl. It's an actual DC, maybe DC. It's an actual superhero.
Like being able to like connect, like once people got to know you, being able to connect like certain emotions with certain colors and including other things.
So you couldn't have like a poker face? Like if someone made you angry, but you don't want to let them know, which often happens like in the workplace, probably at least it does in mine. But if they saw I was like red, they would know I was angry and then they would know I was lying. And yeah. I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it'd make us very honest with each other if that was the case. But, like, if you specifically had just, like, no poker face, basically, because you would turn, like, green. Or, like, when you,
green
like,
with envy.
You change
or, like,
colors.
When you're, like, talking to someone you like, you turn a certain color. So it's just like, oh, like.
So you were, like, a mood ring.
Yeah, basically.
Your body, your skin was a mood ring.
Ooh, yeah, that's, I don't like that.
But, yeah, that would not be fun.
Weren't mood rings only actually, like, heat?
Mm-hmm.
That's how those worked. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Sorry, everyone.
Spoiler alert. Mood rings weren't actually depicting what your mood was.
Just your temperature.
My next one, and this is like a power I see all the time on certain shows, but like when people can turn invisible, but their clothes don't turn invisible. So they have to like literally get naked to be invisible. And I feel like that's like a trope of every time someone gets their invisibility power, they end up being like, oh, I'm naked and don't know how to control my powers.
Wait, what was that like again? Well, okay. Why would they be able to turn their clothes invisible,
I don't know,
though? That's not part of what their power was.
I mean, the power is they turn invisible. They like, turn invisible.
Yeah, but what turns invisible? Their cells? Because, like, your hair is dead cells, so should people who turn invisible, should their hair not be able to turn? Like,
oh, if, that would if be even worse.
If it's stuff that's touching or connected to you that's not, like, specifically part of your living body, like, I feel like you should be able to turn it invisible. To
organic matter. Like maybe it's that you specifically produce this specific type of organic matter.
Should be 100% cotton.
Made from your own hairs. Then it will turn invisible.
Yeah, so that's just always like bothered me. And then also when people are invisible and can't turn not invisible, like they're invisible all the time. So like the only way you see them is they wear clothes. That type of invisibility would stink.
Nobody would know what you look
There's
like.
There's a Goosebump book cover. It's like called like Ghost Boy or something.
It would just be so dangerous.
It would.
Well, I mean, yeah, there could be.
Get run over so much.
That would be so terrible.
Well, you could get run over, yes, but you could also be very dangerous yourself.
And you could also, it'd be like, I could rob the bank, but it's like, no, then you could just like rob anywhere you wanted that stuff from.
But then how are you going to spend the money? Nobody sees you at the checkout line.
That's what I'm saying. So like, you wouldn't need to rob the bank because you just need to rob the store. Stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not to give criminal advice on this show. And then my last one, and these were really in order. I'm just having fun with this. But and this came from a list I'm about to share. Anosmia, the ability to prevent people from smelling things.
So allergies, your allergies.
So I have a French bulldog. And he farts worse than anything in this world that I've ever, ever experienced in my entire life. So that power does not seem lame to me because I would love to be able to not smell for 5 minutes and then turn it back on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it'd be very, very narrowly useful for like maybe someone who wants to smoke in their college dorm room.
What kind of practical hero, like hero or villain? Like, okay, so I'm going to take away... So
you could take away everyone's ability to smell propane and just...
Not propane, the propane accessories.
You can't do evil with propane.
No, so what you would do evil is that you would take away everybody's ability to smell, forcing them to not be able to taste anymore.
Oh.
Like, you know how smell and taste are...
They'd
like
all think they had COVID.
Or they... Yeah,
oh, and then well, they yeah, if it's 2021...
No, this is pre-COVID. We're talking about a universe where COVID doesn't exist. Unless that's somebody's superpower.
In the universe before we parallel jumped into this one.
It just seems like it,
the one where
it would be a terrible one to have.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
If you rolled those dice.
Because it probably wouldn't be something you could control.
Maybe. But... That's my list. One of my honorable mentions made it on Reggie's list, so I'm not going to share it.
Oh, okay. But don't you have a different list to share with us now?
Yes, I found an article on Gizmodo.com, 25 lamest superpowers found on the superpower wiki. I don't like the word lame, so I'm going to call it the worst superpowers.
Superpowers.
The superpower wiki. Just going to read through some of these, and they're interesting. Number one is sliding, just being able to slide across things for long distances, which they're like, well, you could just wear socks.
They're not wrong, or make it wet.
Did I say who wrote the article?
No.
Catherine Trindacosta.
Okay.
Sorry, but yeah, basically just the ability to slide. I mean, I guess it'd be like really cool as a rock star to be able to like slide long distances while like singing a power ballad. But yeah.
I mean, sliding on like getting down a sidewalk instead of like walking could just like.
I mean, I think it's kind of cool, especially now that all those rap songs are coming out about sliding with people. So you could like literally be in the club sliding.
Basically, just always wearing Heelys.
Yeah. Basically.
I want some Heelys.
Number two, I'm pretty sure I have the superpower annoyance inducement.
You're not annoying.
I don't know. I do go and just start sprinting through our office halfway through the day because I have ADHD.
Halfway through the day?
Multiple times a day. I don't know. At least going back to childhood, I had this one. I don't know. I feel like being able to like get people annoyed and frazzled would be a pretty super villain. I mean, like getting like a bunch of people annoyed in public could like lead to a pretty bad situation. Number three, cheese manipulation.
What even?
I'm not even gonna read it. No, but I assume it's just like you could make world famous cheese because you could like get the cultures to do exactly what you want.
Sure. But you can do that anyway.
Is it that, or is it that you can like manipulate it to make any kind of shape?
Either way, next. Number four, balloon mimicry. Which, I mean, like, being able to blow up, like, a balloon would be kind of cool. It wouldn't be powerful.
Your body itself blows up like a balloon?
It says, a hero or villain stuck with the power to turn into a balloon.
Okay, so they're a Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff is not a balloon.
I mean, that wouldn't be terrible. Jigglypuff,
the balloon Pokemon.
Number five, stench generation. Which, skunks. I mean, especially if you couldn't turn it off.
Hero name would have to be the skunk.
Skunk man.
They just said because it's not a glamorous power is why it made it on the list.
Oh.
It would just be like
an overproduction
of smell from your, things called? Scent glands.
So this is the one that was on my list, anosmia inducement. But imagine not being able to be tracked. So like if you were like on the run, like Rambo, like the dogs couldn't smell you.
Okay, yeah.
So that'd be like a good stealth power, but still, like, that'd be very, very narrow very situation. Narrow.
How many times are you being hunted down by dogs? It's only been like three times in my life.
Monarchy inducement? Literally just like the ability to like generate government.
Ew.
I don't understand what that means.
I mean, like, as a political science major, if I could just be like, work, damn it! Like, point at Congress. that'd be pretty nice, but I could see why it made the list. Disease mimicry, which I think should not be on this list, because if you could just be like, I'm like melting and like going to work with like oozing sores, and be like, I just tried to come in, boss.
I'm on my way in. My eye is in my hand, but I'm still on the way. I used to work at a place that would be literally, you would be like, hey, I just crashed my car into a tree and my arm is detached and I'm about to go to the emergency clinic to have it sewed back on. And they'd be like, okay, what time can we expect you to be in?
Capitalism. Number nine, matter ingestion. Just being able to eat any type of matter ever and digest it.
I can already do that.
So I mean, I guess it'd be like if it's like the evil ring to destroy, like you could have just eaten the ring from Lord of the Rings. Nail manipulation, we'll get to that. Sneeze inducement, I feel like that would be
again your allergies
good for a prank.
Unless it's the leprechaun. You guys remember the leprechaun movies,
the horror movies?
Yeah, if you sneeze three times in a row, then you became his bride.
So you'd basically be you'd be his henchman to make people sneeze for him.
You'd be like, sneeze.
Drink mimicry. Being able to mimic drinks. Which, I mean, I guess you could, like, if you were trying to, like, infiltrate a secret base, you could mimic a drink for someone and they could pee you out inside the base.
Wait, they have to pee you out? You can't be like Alex Mack and puddle inside?
Capri Sun.
Just burst
into Capri Sun. Yeah, that's what she did.
Yeah, that's just what she always did.
Burst out of their stomach.
No. Aggressive.
Enhanced thievery. Just being able to steal things a lot easier.
Kleptomania. Already exists. Next.
Garbage mimicry.
Like, you turn into garbage?
I guess so.
I would just look the same.
Oh, no. you did self-deprecation. I was going to be like, I know a lot of trash.
Supernatural fruit empowerment is number 15.
Like, to make fruit float?
I No, I guess you could, like, make fruits that give people superpowers.
Okay. So you would be the superpower get passer outer?
So you'd be like an old sage. You'd be Zordon.
Oh, yes. Hello. get in a fashionable line, kids, and I'll give you your apples.
Anxiety inducement? We don't need that. We're pretty good at that ourselves.
It's yeah. Just 2021.
Oh, Shane. Number 17 is goo generation.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Or becoming moist. induced tickling, 18. That would be actually pretty painful if you could just, like, point at someone and tickle them.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a
it doesn't take much for
it's
me.
It's a defense honestly. Mechanism. Appendage generation, which I would love extra arms. Just be able to grow one when you're, like, carrying stuff in.
Arms. That's what he wants.
Offspring detection.
So, like, you're a paternity test, a walking paternity test.
Yes, you can tell when your child is around you. Rainbow generation. I mean, I guess, like, physically a rainbow is just water vapor, so I guess that would be...
That'd be cool.
It'd be pretty.
Be great for kids' parties.
Randy Rainbow. Or Rainbow Randy from Death to Smoochie. Optimism inducement.
I already do that.
So you basically get to be a coach. Worm regeneration?
Ooh. No.
Door manipulation.
That is an actual DC person. I keep saying DC. I don't know if it's actually DC, but that's an actual person's superpower. But it's limited to the ability to being able to act as a door to pass through from one room to another, but the rooms have to be connected. It almost made my list. That's okay. The only reason why I know that.
And then number 25 is just death inducement, because it's literally just killing someone.
Murder.
Yeah.
So the ability to murder.
I mean, I guess being able to be like, you're dead, be useful as a supervillain. I think they're just saying it's lazy. But
murder
that's,
in a crafty way, at least, maybe?
That's the supervillain or the superpower wiki. I love our wikis. They've helped me a lot on the show.
Thank you, wiki. Have you donated to them?
All it takes is $2.75.
It used to just be a dollar.
Now it's $2.75. For real.
We'll go donate to information sharers.
Also for real. Do it.
Well, that's a good list.
It is.
Well, thank you.
Reggie?
When I was doing my list, I also came across that and was like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And then Tom was like, can I share this? And I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. I don't have any of those on my list. No. So I took it a little bit different. I was trying to specifically think of already established characters and established instances of where these powers existed.
Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that you could go that route with it.
But I kind of, like I said, I figured out three of them. And mm-hmm. then my last two, I was like, oh God, I'm struggling with this. But then I started thinking about it and I was like, okay, so if all of my friends all of a sudden started having superpowers, like, mm-hmm. oh, Tom can fly and Shane Ooh. Can read minds and like, you know, everybody's getting really cool stuff. What would I be like bummed out to get? The ability to have my boogers glow in the dark.
Oh,
that would be the lamest, most disappointing. Like, don't even give me powers. Like, I don't even want that. Like, no, thank you.
People would just be able to. I mean, think. I got to keep this PG-13, but dark situations where only your boogers are visible.
Oh,
it's so gross. Or if you're like locked in like a dark room or something like that. thinking about it some more, another one that I thought would be super lame would be the ability to just gain weight at will, but never be able to lose it.
Oh, God, yes.
Not never be able to lose it. Like, you could exercise to lose the weight, but you could never just, like...
You can't on demand.
You can't lose it like you gained it.
Yeah, you can't lose it like you gained it.
That
which is what my current superpower is right now.
I was going to say, I have that too.
So then after I did those two, I was like, okay, so... Then that's when I started going into my list of, like, mm-hmm. actual existing ones. It's already been talked about invisibility, mm-hmm. but specifically from Mystery Men, the ability to turn invisible, but only when people aren't looking at you. Like, the only can turn invisible when nobody else is looking at you, and the second somebody looks at you, you become visible again.
Oh, God.
That'd be super lame.
You can do it. It's cool,
yes, you could do some stuff with it if nobody's looking at you, if you're always, you know, nobody can see you or whatever. But wow, what a lame power.
It is.
And then also from the Mystery Men movie, which you guys should watch, the spleen's ability to fart on demand. Use it as a sniper and like specifically like I'm gonna hit that person across the room, only that one, and pew, fart in their face. That's oh, gross. God. Like that's just. I like fart humor just as much as the next person does. I also think that actual real life farts are gross and it's super rude, and I get angry sometimes when people are like, I don't like it. I don't think it's. I think it's funny on a screen.
It's not,
but it's not funny in real life.
Exactly,
it's your poops particles that I'm smelling, and I will meet you. I catch these hands,
oh.
Thomas.
I am 12.
So that would be pretty lame to have that ability.
It
and
would.
Then my number one, when I first started doing this, the first thing that came to my mind would be the ability that Meg Griffin from Family Guy got. To the ability to grow your fingernails at will.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, but just your fingernails, because that's, them's is flimsy.
They are.
And fingernails are gross.
They're gross.
I mean, it'd be great to have as like a drag queen, because you could just be like,
yeah, like, but like, okay.
But would you have to paint them once they got extended, or would it match the paint?
Your nails don't have automatic color on them.
So when they would go in, like all the paint just like bunch up at the
No, you wouldn't be able to retract them. You'd have to clip them.
Oh, ooh.
Well, because I mean, if you, what would you retract them into your?
Well, exactly. No, I know what you mean. I just don't like the thought. Like, I mean, I'm sorry, world record who has the longest nails. I just can't with that.
That's gross.
It
numerous
is.
Times a day, I'd just like go up to Reggie's desk and just be like, boo, touch him with it.
Go sit in your office and then like do it across through the ceiling.
Oh,
and then
oh
come down on
no!
Gross.
Oh,
would
God.
They grow straight out, or would they grow in curls, or would they grow in whatever direction you?
Oh,
want
they would
them
curl
to.
At some.
No,
point.
You have the ability to do it, so you would. You can control it. But also, that would mean your toenails, too.
Ew! No! That's
right, lame and
no.
gross.
No!
I would just, like, grow all of my nails out and then get, like, naked and lay on the floor of the supermarket and be like,
help me! Oh, I don't know what's happening to me!
Oh, God.
See, gross, lame. Honorable mentions... And do you guys ever watch the original Buffy movie? Not the show.
Yes.
But the movie. So one of Buffy's powers was that anytime a vampire was near, she would start getting PMS cramps.
Yeah, that's right.
That is like the lamest superpower ever. To be like, oh, there's a monster nearby. I can't do anything because I'm debilitated by these cramps. But oh, there's a monster nearby. And then also Tom had mentioned it earlier. There's a superhero that actually exists. Her name is Rainbow Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually considered to be quite an embarrassment of superheroes just because she was not portrayed very well. But her ability was she could turn anything a color based off of what emotion she was. And she was depicted as very much like, I'm a woman and emotional, so,
no.
Oh.
Listen here, little lady.
Yeah, listen here, little filly. But
let me explain it.
I thought that would be pretty lame to like for poker, for example, or like espionage.
Oh, I just meant
like
in life.
Like you could never, like everybody would know exactly how you're feeling because the room that you're in would be blue because you're sad.
You could never be non-confrontational like everyone else is in the world.
Yeah. Unless you hide behind your screen. But anyway, that's my list and those are my honorable mentions. Pretty fun.
Yes, very awesome list. I liked this topic.
Was that our week?
That's our week.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good week.
It was.
Good one.
Do we have anybody we want to shout out or mention?
I want to give a shout out to my wife, Allison, for being amazing.
I would like to give a shout out to my husband, Corey, for also being amazing and hot.
And I would love to give a shout out to Shane for being amazing.
Yes. I took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh my God. That's so funny because I also wanted to shout out Shane for being amazing. Twinsies.
And I also want to shout out Corey.
But actually, Jordy Marie Games, you know, we've mentioned before that she's been playing some Animal Crossing. I think she's actually moved on to exclusively on Twitch now.
Yes.
So definitely check her out.
Sounds like Facebook was just not being very good to their content creators. So.
What a shock. Facebook not being good about something. Willow Mountain Woodwork, my buddy Jimmy, he does custom furniture in the high country. shelves, all kinds of stuff. Yes. He also has an Etsy that you can find, and my best friend Maggie has been making shelves for that Etsy shop, so shout out to Maggie as well.
As always, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us emails at totalnerdlist@gmail.com, and those Instagram handles are totalnerdlist.
Not just the Instagram, the Facebook and the Twitter.
All of them.
No.
All of the social media.
I lump them all under the Instagram umbrella.
Well, anything else, guys?
That's it.
All right. Well, we love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.